Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary, and a little lagniappe for you too. Today, sports, sans fans. As I write this article, Major League Baseball players and ownership remain unable to come to an agreement to start their season by, let's say, perhaps the end of July. The 2020 baseball season would last for no more than half of its traditional and overly long 162-game slog. So why haven't they reached a deal yet? Well, the players want to be paid on a prorated basis based on the number of games they actually play on the field. You can't blame them for that. So your $10 million shortstop who hit like a paltry 235 last year would still make $5 million this year for playing half the normal number of regular season games. The owners of Major League Baseball teams, though, have responded by offering the players a percentage of those pro rata salaries to account for losses at the gate and to cover the team personnel cost, as this 2020 year appears to be likely played without fans in the stands due to the coronavirus pandemic. Though it seems quite logical to me as a sports fan, but apparently not to the players, Major League Baseball teams are admitting that they actually do make money. They make money when fans show up at home baseball games. According to one source I saw this weekend, the average baseball team will lose about $640,000 per home game if games this year are played in an empty stadium this season. So the baseball players apparently don't appear to care if the owners take a loss by playing games in empty stadiums for the year. They just want their prorated salary based on the number of games they actually do decide to play. This dispute between the players and the management of Major League Baseball teams seems a little petty, but it does point out something very important, which is occurring this year in 2020. Do fans in the stands really matter anymore in professional sports? Well, you bet we do. The NBA is getting ready to find out soon. After announcing that the Basketball League will resume its season in late July in a bubble location down at Walt Disney World, the games will all be played without fans in the stands. As you and I watch an NBA game via television later this summer, it's going to become painfully obvious that NBA games played in an empty gymnasium might be about as entertaining as watching a competitive pickup game played at your local YMCA. Sure, there'll be referees, and who knows, maybe even an organist will be there to play those same silly songs every single time the home team has the basketball. And while we're at it, let's hope that the NBA will not be providing realistic courtside audio for these summer games, too. No, I'm not talking about something pleasant such as, "Hey Joe, I believe your shoelaces are untied." The NBA might want to strongly consider posting a, quote, colorful language warning on the television screen during games if live microphones are to be placed close to the action in an empty gymnasium. The real sounds heard on the floor of an NBA basketball game aren't exactly PG-rated even by today's standards. Most basketball fans are tuning in for three-point bombs and not F-bombs. Unlike Major League Baseball, the NBA is a revenue-sharing sports league. Now that means that the losses incurred during this 2020 Disney World basketball conclusion will be borne proportionately by the owners and the players. Since the already high prices for NBA tickets usually double during the playoff season, the league and their players will lose a significant amount of ticket revenue this season during the 2020 playoffs at Disney World. Now, as we know, television is the biggest revenue driver for most professional sports leagues, such as the NBA, the NFL, and Major League Baseball. In 2017 alone, the NBA generated almost $7 billion in revenue, with total national television contracts representing about 35% of those revenues. Local and regional television and radio packages are next in terms of team revenue, while home game ticket sales and merchandising revenue provide additional profits for the teams. In contrast, Major League Baseball, which brings in about $10 billion per season, has lucrative national television deals, but most MLB teams earn a substantial portion of their revenue from local and regional television and radio deals. The Los Angeles Dodgers, for example, generated over $200 million in local television rights in 2016. According to one source, Major League Baseball's in-stadium ticket revenues were nearly $3 billion in 2019. Now, that would represent about 30% of total revenues. Again, in-stadium ticket revenues alone is 30% of baseball's revenue. Now, that $3 billion figure doesn't include lucrative concessions, team merchandise, and other revenue-producing opportunities at those ballparks during home games each and every season. Lest we not forget, Major League Baseball, like all other professional sports, also employs a small army of a support staff to run all of the administrative tasks related to putting a team on the field. The team's support staff of employees cost more money to pay for salaries and benefits. Now let's take a look at hockey. The National Hockey League rakes in about $4 billion per season. That's not too bad. Unfortunately for hockey, though, the television deals from both Canadian and U.S. national markets are only worth about $500 million per season to the NHL. The league obviously depends quite heavily on their lengthy season to bring in sufficient local television and radio revenues and ticket-related sales to keep operations going. Over the past weekend, the Professional Golfers Tour, the PGA Tour, played their first tournament in history without paying fans on the golf course to cheer and support their favorite golfers. I watched much of this tournament on television this weekend and, being brutally honest, like I can be, quite enjoyed the lack of clutter on the grounds of Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth, Texas. Without all of the grandstands erected to support golf fans around the greens and without those ugly leaderboards all over the course, the golf being played at this event this weekend seemed to be at a quicker pace than I've seen usually. On Saturday and Sunday's telecast on CBS, the golfers actually played 18 holes of golf in only 4 hours. Now, 4 hours is about what you and I would be expected to do at a local public golf course, but that was an improvement of up to one full hour faster than the snail-like pace of a traditional PGA tournament in the last few years. Revenue-wise, most PGA events are financially supported by a primary paying sponsor, such as Charles Schwab was this weekend. The tour also has a very sweet television deal worth about $700 million per year. Revenue from the local ticket sales to golf tournament fans usually helps to offset the cost of golf course setups required for the fans and to cover the administrative cost of running the tournament. The profits, if any, usually are awarded to worthy local charities. In other words, golf might be able to survive without any paying fans on the course if the title sponsor of the event is willing to sacrifice a little bit of its local advertising glow for a more national television exposure. Now, if television ratings are higher this year for tournaments without fans on the golf course, golf may have to do some thinking soon about how they want to handle future golf tournaments and how they should be run. On the other hand, it's quite unlikely that professional football and baseball and basketball and hockey would be willing to sacrifice the significant revenues derived from their local fans unless some type of pay-per-view game package would be financially supported by local and national fans of that franchise. I don't see that happening anytime soon, do you? Sports fans who can already watch their local teams on an ad-supported local television and radio station are likely very unwilling to dole out enough incremental cash to cover the cost of playing games inside of an empty ballpark. And let's face it, the team's fans help make the atmosphere on television more appealing to watch. Can you imagine the first Green Bay Packers game of the season and someone does a Lambo leap into an empty end zone after scoring a touchdown this year in Wisconsin? That will be funny to watch. So remain patient, sports fans. Your favorite sports team actually needs us more than we need them. I'm Swam Swami. Come back and see us.